We continue at the Mishnah on Mem on the bottom of Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. Hamoti Shivrei Slamim Hare Elu Mutarim. Says the Mishnah, if a person finds broken shards of a tselem, of an image, again, it wasn't necessarily idolatrous, it was just an image that was made by an idolater. Those are permitted, you are permitted to get benefit from those shvarim, from those broken shards. Mata tavnis yad or tavnis regel, hare elu asurim. If you find the image of a hand or a foot, that would be prohibited to get benefit from. Bipnei shekayoti behen nevar, because that you can assume was already, or something similar to that has already been served, and therefore you can assume that this was also used as avodah zarah as well. So the Gemara now analyzes the first part of the Mishnah, that if you find broken shards of tselem, of an image, again, not of idolatry, just an image that was made by an idolater, it is permissible to get benefit from. Amr Shmuel, afilu shivrei avodos kochavim, says Shmuel, even if you find broken shards of an idol, you can get benefit from the broken shards. The idea is that once you find it broken, we assume that it has been nullified. Because who's breaking the shards? The assumption is that it was broken either by the idolaters themselves, that they no longer felt that this idol was worthwhile to serve, or maybe it fell by itself and it doesn't have any more value. Clearly, if a Jew broke an idol, then the shards wouldn't be nullified, because the idolater still is machshiv the idol. But here, says Shmuel, shivri ovos kochavim is permissible as well. Because the assumption is that it was broken by another idolater. V'hanan tanan shivrei tzlamim, but the Armisha says only broken shards of a tzelem, of an image. The implication is that shivrei ovos kochavim would be asur. So the Gemara answers, no. Huadin dafilo shivrei ovos kochavim. Now, even in our Mishnah, they would agree that the broken shards of an idol is permissible to get benefit from. Well, then, why did our Mishnah say v'hadei katani shivrei tzlamim? Why did our Mishnah then say shivrei tzlamim? Because the implication is different. Our answer is mishum tekabay lemisnei seif. It's to help us understand the second half of the Mishnah that says matzah tavnis yad tavnis regel hare elu asurim mibnei shekayotzi ben nevad. That the Mishnah says that if you find an image of a hand or a foot, they're prohibited to get benefit from, because similar to that is what they idolize, or they serve. And if it was only, if our Mishnah said that the prohibition was on shivrei ovodos kochavim, the assumption would then be that tavnis yad or regel is only if it's done as l'shem avodah zarah. But if it's just an image of a tavanis yad or regel, you would think, oh, well, then it would be permissible. So in order to make clear that even in just an image of a tavanis yad and tavanis regel is prohibited, the Mishnah listed in the Reisha shivrei tzlamim instead of shivrei avodos kochavim, but clearly says the Gemara that our Mishnah agrees that broken shards of avodos kochavim would also be permissible to benefit from. That's how we understand the Mishnah based on Shmuel's teaching. We might understand, the Mishnah might have a different conclusion later on, but at least at this point, that's how Shmuel understands the Gemara understands it based on Shmuel's teaching. Continues the Gemara, Tanan, Matza tavnis yad tavnis regal hare elu asurim bibnei shekiyotzi ben nevar. Again, we just mentioned before that if you find an image of a hand or a foot, they're prohibited to get benefit from, because that is something which is served as an idol. Gemara says, Amai vashvar minu, there's still pieces. I mean, it's not the body, it's just a hand or a foot. So why isn't that considered a shever? I mean, how big does it have to be, or how small does it have to be in order to be considered something that's not significant? Gemara answers, Tirgama Shmuel be'omdin al basisan. You know what we're talking about here? It's not an issue about size. It's a matter of where it's standing. It's omdim al basisa, and it's placed on some form of pedestal. So even though it's a small foot or a hand, it's placed on a pedestal, so you clearly know it's l'shem avodah zarah. That's why the tavnis yad or regel is going to be prohibited, even if it's, again, just as a tselem form and hasn't even necessarily been served as avodah zarah yet. So again, that's Shmuel understanding the whole Mishnah and the Gemara's understanding based on that pshat. Itmar. Now the Gemara asks the next question. Overes kochavim shenishtara me'eleh. We referred to this earlier. What if an idol breaks on its own? Is that now permissible to get benefit from or not? Is there bittul or not or no bittul? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Asura, Rabbi Shimon Meish Lakash Omer Muteres. Rabbi Yochanan says no bittul. Rabbi Shlaka says there is bittul. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Asura Talo Batla. Rabbi Yochanan says he wasn't mevatel it just broke. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakash Omer Muteres, which says no, there is bittul. Why? Mistama bituli miftula. It must be mistama that they were mevatel it. Why? Meimar Amar, they're going to say to themselves, Ihi nafshalo atzla. He, the idol, wasn't able to save himself. Lehu gavra masla, so it's going to save me? Of course not. There clearly is no power in this idol if it couldn't save itself from breaking. Eisve Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish's opinion and wants to claim that there's no bittul. Reish Lakish is lenient. So what's going on? Verosh dagon ushtei kapos yadav krusos. First, referring to the dagon, which is an idol, so it had the hands and feet were tied up. The head and the arms were tied up. That the Kohane Dagon were not allowed to trample over that area. So it was broken. The Dagon was broken. There was only pieces of the Dagon, and it was still considered to be Avodah Zarah. There was no bittul there. So you see the proof to me that there's no bittul when it breaks, when the Dagon breaks on its own and falls down and breaks. There's still not bittul. Amr lo misham rai, Reish Lakish says, that's not a proof. Hasam shemenichin esad Dagon ve'ovdin esad miftan. Over there, they stopped. Serving the Dagon, and instead they were serving the threshold. That's why it says, don't pass through the Dagon, al miftan Dagon, don't go by the threshold. That was the problem of the, that's where the Avodah Zarah was, not wasn't the actual image itself. Because now we moved the Isra le Dagon and paste the rulership has been moved from the Dagon onto the threshold. So that's not a good proof for Rabbi Yochanan. So he asked another question. Hamosi shivrei tzlam emareilu mutarim. This is a quote from our Mishnah. If you find broken shards of a tzelem, they're permissible. The implication is ha shivrei avodas kochavim asurim. So you can, again, the implication is not how Shmuel said it before. The implication is that shivrei avodas kochavim is asur, and we don't use Shmuel's answer. Rather, this says Rabbi Yochanan, or says Reish Lakish, how do you get out of this? Ele'ema hatzlamim atzman asur. Now, you know what the implication is? If you find broken shards of a tzelem, it's permissible. But if you find a full image of the tzelem, it would be asur. That's the implication. It's not from shards of a tzelem to shards of an idol, but it's shards of a tzelem to a full image of a tzelem. That would be prohibited. And continues Reish Lakish. Ustamak Rabbi Meir, and this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one who, we said before, is Choshesh L'miyuta, so a Tselem in one area, we're going to be concerned that there's Choshesh for Avodah Zarah, because in another area it's used as Avodah Zarah, so we make that Gezerah. And this Mishnah is talking only within Shitas Rabbi Meir, not with the other Shita of either Chachamim or Rabban Gamliel. So either way, Reish Lakish was able to avoid the any question, any tiyufta on his opinion. And next time we'll get into Reish Lakish's questions on Rabbi Yochanan.